The Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. And Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be laid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. There is a container of sidewalk salt, this container, in the parsonage garage. It is from Warren. Last fall, Warren appeared at my door with this container of salt and said in his quiet, unassuming voice that this salt was for me to use on the sidewalk and driveway when it gets icy. I took the salt, put it in the garage, stubborn in my refusal to use it. Two reasons. Number one, you see, I don't much like sidewalk salt for what it does to floors and carpets. I lose control of salt when it gets in places where its function becomes less familiar, when it ends up in places it's not supposed to be. It's supposed to be, well, where? On sidewalk and on the driveway, on places where it needs to do its job. It melts ice on surfaces where folks walk and drive on, so it becomes safe and not slippery. There you go, melt ice, job is done. Dependable, predictable sidewalk salt. Number two, I don't trust it. Too many times, the sidewalk salt lays there and it takes forever to work. It forms those bumps, you know, and it starts to do its chemical thing, and then it stops, right? Refreezing happens, and you go out there, and what do you have to do? Reapply it. And about the time that I've had it, some sort of mystery occurs. I turn my back, I go about my day, I let it go. And then the salt does what sidewalk salt does, and the walk is clear for walking, and my distrust goes down in defeat. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Pastor Craig has been setting the scene these past 2 weeks. In the verses from Matthew, Jesus is preaching on that mount on a rise, and a crowd of people is there, including the disciples. He is sharing his mission and passion for ministry about salt and light, which are actually prophetic metaphors of hope made real in the coming of Jesus. Okay, sidewalk salt is not mentioned in the Bible, but all other kinds of salt are the necessity of life in the Bible. Take out your phones and Google it sometime. Oh my goodness, it's everywhere. It's used to preserve food. It's used as a cleanser. It's used to season food. It's used for medicinal purposes. And most certainly, in ceremonies and rituals, including sacred offerings described in the Bible. So many uses. When those everyday folk, and now we're back to the Sermon on the Mount, came to listen to Jesus preach and teach about salt and light, what did they come to hear? Fulfillment of prophecy, indeed. But what happened was they heard something they had never heard before, something they did not expect. For sure, they heard Jesus' use of one little word. One little word. And that one little word set them free. Do you know what that one little word was? You. Y-O-U. You. Those gathered, including the disciples, may have been waiting to hear about how Jesus himself was the fulfillment of what prophets spoke of, the light of the world. He is the lamp, after all, is he not? The light from which all other light shines through. But Jesus isn't the one to talk about himself like that, now is he? Jesus is the one to get right to what it means to be followed. There is no hesitation in Jesus' preaching. There is an economy of words. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before others. Isn't Jesus amazing? No hesitation in preaching a new thing, naming folks on that mountain, on that rise, folks like you, folks like me, salt and light, while preaching that old thing, the command of God. Now first, let's remind ourselves what that Old Testament reading of today was that Boyd read for us. Prophetic words from Isaiah, from a time when Israel and Judah had just returned from exile, when piety was all that. I mean, do you blame them? They were trying to return to some sense of life as they had known it. The writer of Isaiah 58 is reminding us, the reader, or whoever the reader was, to let one's light break forth by how? Offering food to the hungry? Satisfying the needs of the afflicted? What does that mean exactly? This stuff is hard to follow through on. My study Bible, and this is my plug for a study Bible. If you don't have a good one, go get one. I could not get through my Bible without a good study Bible. Suggests that one of the themes of the latter part of Isaiah is faith breaking down barriers. Can you imagine the barriers? The distrust that people had for each other, struggling to rebuild a community after being in exile. Now, this is 500 years before Jesus even shows up on the scene. They had no Jesus to show them the way, to point them the way. This barrier-breaking faith was about three things: compassion, heart-searching, and tolerance. Does that not sound like today? Good thing the Bible is living and breathing. It works today as much as it worked back then. Now Jesus, knowing his ancient scriptures like he did, oh, that amazing Jesus, preaching new while teaching the old, was naming his followers salt and light, while also reminding them of God's commands, which is called the law. Yep, we need the law. Love the Lord. You shall have no other gods. Honor God. Honor your parents. Be content with what you have. Do not kill. It is these commands that show us how much we need Jesus. God knew we needed help in the very form and skin of Jesus. Remember when I had the kids up here at the beginning of Epiphany, those that of you that were here, and we were trying to make sense of what is Epiphany? God revealing who God is through Jesus. God with skin on. The skin of Jesus, our Savior and love story for the world. And in response, we're called to shine with the light of Jesus, salt the walks and driveways of creation with the saltiness of our Savior. Whew, that's your theology for the morning. Check. Now, ponder your saltiness. This is the fun part, at least I think it is. How has God put you to use, you salty people of God? The kids already know. In your bulletin is this piece of paper, green, my favorite color, and it says salty on it. I invite you to get it out. Yep, get it out. Maybe put it on top of a hymnal. Get out a pencil or a pen. If you have a busy bag, rob a color from it. And describe how God works salt through you. If you're stuck, here's some prompts. Are you one of those salty people who comforts a kid after a ball game? When the basket didn't go in, when the puck didn't go in, when the gymnast didn't stick the landing, when the bat didn't connect with the ball, are you that salty one? Are you the salty one who drives by the laundromat, checks your pocket and says, yep, I have a $20 bill. You pull up, you walk into the laundromat, and you just lay it on the washer and say, for anyone who can't pay. Or maybe you stopped at the grocery store and got some detergent and a dryer towel box, and you said, here, please use, I have plenty. Or are you a salty one who goes and gets a bunch of dry, clean socks, stops at a shelter and says, here, please have dry, clean socks because nothing can happen for good unless your feet are dry and clean. Are you one of those salty ones who last week wrote a check and gave it to Tammy and said, send a kid to camp? Did you buy a basket for Lutherans Outdoors? Send a kid to camp. Are you one of those salty ones who shoveled a walk this morning, or you're going to do it this afternoon? Did you rake some leaves in the fall? Did you take in the dock of your buddy? Did you harvest a field of your neighboring farmer? Did you pack a lunch for your neighbor's kid? Did you drive the kids to school because your neighbor just needed help? They were running late to work. Did you run for city office? Oh, you salty ones. God was working through you. Did you show up and sit with a friend when the day was hard? Did you hold a hand when someone was detoxing? Did you walk around the block when they were trying to quit smoking? Was that you, salty one? Maybe you're getting old and your body doesn't work very well, but you sit at your kitchen counter and you take the prayer list from church and you pray over it. You write a note and you send it to someone. Are you that salty one? Why are you not writing? Write. Because you show grit and traction and kindness in places for Christ where it's least expected. Not perfect. We're not looking for perfection. Not pious like the prophet Isaiah frees you from. But just yourself as God created you to be. And if your paper is blank, do not despair. There is no shame, only opportunity. There is only, here I am, as we heard in the reading today, here I am. And this prayer, God, what would you have me do in response to your grace and your mercy? I am willing, show me the way. In about 5 minutes, the offering plate's going to come around. Take your paper, words on or not, doesn't matter, I'm not going to peek at them. The counters aren't going to peek at them. Just fold it up, put it in the offering plate. Kids, you can put your doodle. If there's any kids left, remember, you get to put yours up on the altar during the noisy offering time. And we're going to pray over your acts of salt and light. I have a prayer petition just for it. Empowering gifts from God. Yes. My siblings in Christ, don't worry if you end up caring for folks such that you get a bit of salt on the carpets and the floors in someone's manicured yard. Just remember, your saltiness starts with Jesus and is empowered by Jesus. May you be flung in neighborhoods all over town. Thanks be to God. Amen.